Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English. A very warm welcome. In the studio I have my smiling, enthusiastic, ever-charming Fazekha student. Andrés, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Kota, what's up?
Everything's okay.
Laszlo, how's it hanging?
It's all right.
Everything's fine. Victoria, yes. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Great. And today's special guest is Mr. Miklós Bodocki and the Musica Profana Ensemble.
Yes, we can say that.
We can say that. Thank you very much for joining us. And tell you what, we are going to listen to the ensemble and you're going to have a very demanding task. Name the instruments in English. It's tough, isn't it? Right? We'll see. Would you please? Thank you very much. So, Victoria.
So, that one is the violin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for
sure. I am not sure about anything. That could be the flute.
Okay, then very intelligent guess. How about the big one?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to have four words here and it's going to be a little easier because all you have to do is match the words and the instruments, okay? Kota. So which one do you think is the Baroque violin?
That one on the right.
On the right?
Yeah.
Which is the next?
Perhaps a recorder?
Excellent! And then comes the gentleman.
Yeah, the bass viol.
Bass viol. Viol, good. And the last one is the harpsichord. Right. But I'm turning to Miklós, he's going to help us. So would you please introduce the members and name the instruments?
Yeah, well, I'd like to start by introducing Piroshka Vitáriusz, who plays the Baroque violin. As you see, it differs slightly from the modern violin in that it has no fine tuning device at the bottom and it has gut strings, so strings that are made of gut, the gut of an animal, probably a
right.
Sheep.
Would you
or
play
cow.
just a short. Thank you. So this was the Baroque violin. Okay.
Now we have the harpsichord, which is it's a keyboard instrument with horizontal strings which are plucked mechanically. And in fact, although it's a keyboard instrument, it really is a plucked instrument in that. Can you play, please?
Thank you very much. And Zsolt?
We had Zsolt Szabó, who plays the bass viol. The bass viol is, well, it's a bowed instrument, a stringed instrument. It has frets, so it's a fretted instrument.
I have this word card here. So it's a fretted instrument, which means?
Which means, well, these are the frets, similarly to a guitar, which also has frets. This particular viol has seven strings. They usually have five to seven strings, and
sorry to interrupt you, Miklós, but we have this word here, catgut.
Catgut is the material the string is made of. It's probably not actually cat, but might have. But you never know with strings, because they come in little packets and
right.
Without saying where they come from.
Would you play something? Yeah. Good, and your instrument?
And finally, this is a recorder. This is an alto recorder, very similar to the one that everybody learns at school.
Thank you. And I've read somewhere that all your instruments are authentic. Does it mean that they are from the 16th or 17th centuries?
Well, no. They're authentic in that they're copies of instrument, of original or period instruments. So this one perhaps might be an original one, but I'm not sure about that. It's probably a fake, but but it looks original.
Right. And we have the name of the ensemble, which is Musica Profana. Does it mean that you just play secular music, so nothing religious?
No, we have quite a few concerts in churches, and we do play a lot of church music, so we don't confine our repertoire to secular music, no.
You have already released or published 3 CDs, right? And here are the titles. Do they have the same type of music or a little different?
Well, they're all of them are different. The first contains English music, so popular English music from the 16th century. The second is more into 17th century music, and it's it has more of the viol music and sort of string music in it.
Sorry, the first piece you were playing, was it from the second album?
No, it was from the first.
It's from the first, and you have this third album.
And the third one, which is a German title, it means fencing school. So that's correct.
Fencing like
yes.
This, right?
So it was taken from one of the works on the CD by an Austrian composer.
Right. Thank you very much. I think it would be a shame to have an ensemble here and not listen to some music. So I'm going to ask you again to play something beautiful. Is it going to be from the 16th or 17th century?
It's from the second record.
In Paradise.
In Paradise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
This is a descant recorder. Descant recorder. Descant. It's a smaller one, yeah.
Thank you very much, and you can clap. And I have 2 books here, Hungarians and Europe in the Early Middle Ages, translated by Miklós Bodocki, and the other is Parlor and Kitchen, Housing and Domestic Culture in Budapest, translated by Nicholas Bodocki. Now, I've been learning English for over 40 years now, but I wouldn't have the guts. I wouldn't have the cat guts. I wouldn't have the guts to translate from Hungarian to English. So where does this confidence come from?
Well, it's confidence on the one hand, but also it comes from the fact that I'm half English and half Hungarian. My mum's English, therefore English is my native language, and so that's how I.
Yes, and
we're going to have
a family photo here, and we can see your mum here and your father, right? And your brother, is it a family photo?
Yes, well, I have a third brother, but he wasn't born when this was taken, so...
Right, so your mother tongue is English and your father tongue is Hungarian?
My father tongue is Hungarian, yes.
Now, I would like you to go back in time a couple of years, and now we are in 1998, and you are in your bathroom with your son, and you are bathing or bathing your son. Which one is correct?
Well, I'm giving him a bath.
Okay, fine. And you are talking to him. Mm. In what language?
Well, I started talking to him in English, but when he started going to nursery school to a Hungarian nursery school, and he began to talk more and more in Hungarian, and I felt after a time that his so his intellectual development was a lot more further on than his English language abilities. So I switched to Hungarian because I felt that it was kind of hindering communication because he knew Hungarian better than English.
Right, Lotti, how did you learn English?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to watch TV. Television Cartoon Network, and I picked up many words from it. But I've also learned English at school for 8 years.
Which was more important in your life?
Well,
Be honest.
I think that the television was more important.
So by the time you were 8, you could actually speak English with the help of Cartoon Network?
To a degree.
To a certain degree?
Yes.
Fantastic. And I know how Victoria learned, because I was pretty much there, and the same with Andrew. But Kota, what about you?
Well, I started in kindergarten, and I was very angry because when they were telling me stories about little children and, I don't know, fairy tales, I didn't understand a word, and that made me angry.
Good. Thank you. Now, Lotti, if you watched a lot of cartoons, you should know what a haunted house is. So what is it?
Well, it's a house where ghosts live. Ghosts inhabit the house. They haunt it.
Excellent. Now, I think that you can see a house here, and I would like to turn to you, Miklós, and what I'm looking for is a spooky story full of ghosts.
Well, the spooky story is, it depends whether you believe in ghosts or not. Maybe you have to be a ghost to believe in ghosts. But this is my grandparents' house in England called Top Farm, and it was built in the 15th century, or parts of it were. The window on the top left is called the Blue Room, and there's a ghost that lives in it, apparently. So several people quite independently have experienced the presence of the ghost. So at night it would suddenly get very cold, and something or somebody would start pulling the bedclothes off. And these people were really terrified, and I know of people who have refused to sleep in that room ever since.
Does it have a name, the ghost?
Well, the ghost has a name, yeah, and she's called Lady Julia. Oh. And we found this out later. She's called Lady Julia, and the reason why she's haunting the house is because she's waiting for her husband to come home, who was killed in the Battle of Newbury. And Newbury is quite near where my grandmother's house is.
Sorry, have you ever met this ghost, Lady
Julia?
No, I haven't.
But apparently, well, not apparently, my grandmother has a cleaning lady who can communicate with ghosts. And my grandmother was coming home one day and saw this cleaning lady at the top of the stairs talking to somebody, but there's nobody there. And it was Lady Julia, as it later transpired. And the cleaning lady told my grandmother, you know, you do know there's a ghost living in your house, and she's called Lady Julia, and she's waiting for her husband to return from the battle. Presumably, her husband never returned. Now, this is, we're talking about the Civil War, so 17th century England.
Yes, a real English home,
yeah.
Right? Okay, now we're going to have a real English song, and the name of the song is the...
It's called The Farmer's Daughter.
And it's a broadside
it's
ballad?
It's a broadside ballad. So the broadside is the same as a broad sheet, which means it's a sheet of paper with one side printed on only.
And we're going to have the first four lines, and I would like you, Miklós, would you be so kind as to read out the first four lines?
Sing or read?
No, just read.
Cold and raw the north did blow, bleak in the morning early. All the trees were hid in snow, dangled by winter yearly.
Good. Victoria, what does that mean? So, what's happening here?
It's just, it gives you the time when the story happens.
Which is winter. And if you were an English teacher, would you correct it somewhere? Can you spot a mistake here?
They were hidden, that's
excellent.
Passive.
Are you going to be an English teacher? So it should be that the trees were hidden. Hidden. So what's happening here, Miklós?
Well, presumably it's an old form of the past tense of hide.
Aha. Uh-huh. Nice explanation. Nice try. Very nice try. Wow. So we have the beginning, which is winter, cold, and early in the morning. Now we're going to have the next four lines. And again, Miklós, if you would be so kind as to read them out.
When come riding over a now, I met with a farmer's daughter. Rosy cheeks and bonny brow, good faith made my mouth to water.
Good. Lotzi, what's happening here?
I think that a man is coming on his horse and he meets a woman on the road who is very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Bonny or bony?
Bonny.
What's the difference?
Well, bonny means a Scottish word for pretty.
And bony
nice.
Means tight cheeks. So it's not the same, right?
Not the same,
again,
not to be confused.
Again, Victoria Cotta or the boys, you might like to become English teachers. Can you spot mistakes?
Maybe.
Or are they mistakes?
Yeah.
Cotta, please.
It says, I met with a farmer's daughter. And
what's the problem with it?
There is no need for with.
Yeah, you meet somebody. Well, perhaps W. Bush meets with President Putin, but only politicians. But ordinary people, men in the street, just meet each other.
In American English, it's meet with. So,
right.
But it was back then, because American, to a certain extent, has preserved the
old
English of that period. Yeah.
Right. Wow. And there's another mistake here.
Yeah, meet somebody.
Excellent. You're going to be an English teacher. Yes. So what is the other mistake, Cotta?
It says made my mouth to water, and we shouldn't put to.
So the pattern is make somebody or make something do something. So it's the bare infinitive. Excellent. Very good. Would you be so kind as to play just the first verse, and our viewers can watch the lines? Okay. Would you please? Thank you. So we know the first verse and we know what's happening at the beginning of the story. And I asked you, Andrew, to be the hero. So what are you in the story?
Well, I'm a nobleman who's the one riding the horse, who's riding over now.
Yes, and you have something on your head.
I've got a bonnet.
A bonnet on your head. Good. Thank you very much. And Cotta, you are the heroine, right?
Thank
you. So you're welcome. So what are you doing the beginning of the story? And what are you?
I'm the farmer's daughter. And I'm walking in the street.
And carrying what?
A bag. A bag with
and
barley.
And what's in the bag?
Barley.
Barley. Right. So what are the props, small objects, used by actors in a film or in the theatre. So what props do you think, Kato, what props do you think?
I have a cloak and a bag with barley.
Okay, I accidentally have them, so I have the bag full of barley. It's barley, ladies and gentlemen, barley inside. And would you like to come here and catch that? So this is the barley, and you need a beautiful shawl. This is a shawl, so you're going to look like the farmer's daughter. Okay, so here we go.
Thank you.
And Andrew, I have a purse because you need some money. Well, it's not in absolutely mint condition, but it will certainly do. So here we go. This is the purse. And your horse.
Ooh.
How do you like this?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And your bonnet. You need your bonnet. Okay.
Sure.
Right. And oh, that's the direction. Right. Mm-hmm. And guys, are you ready?
Sure.
So we're going to act out the next four verses. Action.
Where are you going, dear lady?
Good day to you, sir. I'm going to the next market town to sell my barley.
Don't go any further. In this purse I have £20, and I take all your barley, and I give you £20 more if you stay with me for the night.
I wouldn't go with you even if you offered me all the tea in China. You'd rather go and buy someone else. I can send my barley to somebody else.
Hadn't I been married for 14 years now, I'd choose you as my wife.
Oh, sure, but if I spend the night with you, you would leave me after the morning, and then 9 months after, I would be in big trouble.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
So this is a very sad story, so that's why this is a ballad?
Yeah, because it's a story.
It's a story. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you, Andrew. You don't need your horse, right?
And the purse.
Exactly. Thanks a lot.
So I don't need it.
So, so how did you like that, Miklos?
It was brilliant. Very authentic.
Very authentic. Mm-hmm. So would you please sing the whole song from the beginning to the end? And I hope our viewers are going to enjoy this song. So it's going to be The Farmer's Daughter, an English ballad from the 17th century.
That's correct,
right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have 3 minutes. Can you do that in 3 minutes?
We'll try.
See. Yes. So I'm going to say goodbye just in case we don't have enough time to come back. So see you next time. Bye-bye.
Riding over the now, I met with a farmer's daughter. Rosy cheeks and bonny brow, good faith in my mouth to water. Down I veiled my bonnet low, meaning to show my feeling. She returned a graceful bow, a lady's far exceeding. I asked her where he went so soon, and longed to begin a party. She told me,
and to the next market town, a purpose to sell my
and I love so dearly. If thou would stay with me all night and go home in the morning early.
If £20 could buy the glove,
what she
did, I'd not do, sir. Or wear my keenest poor as job, I would not raise him so, sir. For should I be tonight your friend, we'd get young kid together.
ma senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy,
Istenem, segíts!
Vagy válaszút előtt állsz,
kapod még egy esélyt. Most már magámon.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt.
Nem szabad feladni, én megértem az érzéseidet. Megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jóság, hanem üzen. Láttam, hogy Julia megcsókolja Jack Portert.
Ne keresd a bajt, mert az úgyis rád talál.
Ő egy gyilkos.
Titkok.
Mondd meg! Megölte az anyámat!
Hazugságok.
Nem tudom, kiben bízhatok.
Szenvedély.
Kérlek, ne tedd ezt.
Veszélyes szerelem. Minden hétköznap az M2-n.
Csak óvatosan.